There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
So much fun. A prancing kern with my daughter. So much luscious, precious kern. Is that a pran in the sky?
Is it a what? Is it a what?
Pran never come. Oh, out here. Pran never come.
What?
Oh, it's dropping some sort of bag. It's dropping. Is it a bag or a refrigerator? Is it dropping? Oh no, it's atomic bombs!
Okay, well, that just turned into the most offensive thing that's ever happened on the show.
No, I think that's just Hiroshima Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah. I like Hong Kong Henry Zebrowski.
Get me some sunscreen.
All right.
Oh, get me some sun hat.
Get some aloe.
Never stop being bright.
Get some aloe vera on there, something like that. That would be good.
Oh, I don't look good.
Well, you sound great. I am so devastated by this week's news already. I'm depressed over here, and you're bringing up when we dropped the atomic bomb on a bunch of farmers. So,
I think that
good
shows
God.
That things could always be worse.
That's true. Oh, thank you, Henry. I'm sure you did
there
that.
Sort of riotous behavior happening in Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Yes,
militarized police
are overstepping their bounds. But have they dropped an atomic bomb on them yet?
Do they have one? That's the question. If they did, would they? I believe they would.
I don't know, but I bet people will stop protesting if they use it.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want to have happen. All right, we're going to talk. I'm very excited because today we're going to talk about one of our more lighthearted subjects. I think since we did bizarre creatures, fairies and gnomes, we've never really conquered it, but I know a lot of our listeners, in particular our female fans,
ooh,
we're going to love today's subject. It's all astrology.
Hey, Marsha, what sign are you? I'm a Pisces. Uh-huh. Oh, Marsha, you're such a bitch.
You're such a Pisces. I'm a bagel. Is that a sign? Oh, no, I'm just hungry.
Sign it's a time for lunch.
Oh, I think so. That's right.
Astrology, helping skinny guys with half beards get laid since 1965.
I mean, has it? I think it's helping cats get adopted.
Well, astrology, at the precise moment of your birth,
mother screams in agony, and the doctor says, "What is it? What is it? We've never seen anything like that before."
Oh my God, Mrs. Zebrowski shat all over these sheets.
Why is the poop crying? Ah, well, hey, Stevens, get in there, dig around, and find the big fat baby. She shat a lot.
It's right there. It's underneath this piece of corn lump. It's a part of this corn cluster.
Yeah, those are actually his teeth. Yeah, they're all yellow and weird and fully grown.
Well, much of your fate has already been dictated by the heavens. The relative position of the planets and stars, plus any other unusual circumstances like sunspots, veiled moons, eclipses, they create kind of a little map of your future. They already have certain personality traits, certain things that you will accomplish in life.
So what happened? I just want to know what was going on in the sky that made it so I got fired from Burger King for injecting a chicken stick with barbecue and ketchup and then putting it in my mouth.
That's because you're Leo.
I'm a Cancer. I'm a Cancer.
Oh, you're a Cancer. That's right. It's because you're a Cancer.
Cancer Leo cusp.
Ah, yeah. See, I'm Capricorn Aquarius cusp.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a Taurus Leo cusp, and that makes me both energetic, powerful, sensual, but also rooted to the ground.
So you're a Leo Taurus cusp.
I'm a Taurus Leo cusp. There's going to be a lot of this conversation. I have a natal chart breakdown of both Marcus and Ben, and we're going to learn a lot about each other today. And our listeners, if they, you know, this is the way you can pick apart a personality. So if you want to attract one of us, which is easy because everyone here is desperate,
lonely, sad, never been touched.
It is easy to do. You will find out today through our natal charts.
Right, like every character that Drew Barrymore plays in a movie, we do in real life. Yeah.
My other question is, honestly though, there's got to be maybe something to astrology. I know for a fact I pay attention to a lot of astrology because it helps me relieve my anxiety to believe that there is other forces in the universe helping, you know. And also it's a way to talk to women in Los Angeles because that's the only thing they respond to.
Yes.
I definitely pay attention to Mercury in retrograde.
Like, okay. It's a time in which Mercury is in retrograde. I don't know exactly what that means.
No, I will say that my farts are longer and browner.
Yes. I feel like it's just like wearing hipster clothes or something. It's got like Mercury has a beard. It's in retrograde.
Well, love this information that the word zodiac means little animal.
Yes, zodiac, it's a Greek word and it means little animal.
I love that for little animal.
Yeah.
If you have a cat and you just recently adopted, as a matter of fact, there's a one-eyed cat that one of our listeners just adopted. Yeah. Perhaps Zodiac is not a bad name.
Zodiac's a great name for a cat.
Yeah.
And put a little hood on it. Yeah, blame it for a bunch of crimes.
Well, cats are murderers, so it also plays into that as well.
Well, for the origins of astrology, we're going to get in the way back machine.
We're running out of gas.
Further back.
Before the lies started. this way, way back machine only goes to the revolutionary time, so...
Well, we're going to need another one to go 4,000 years in the past to ancient Babylonian times. So the Babylonians, they were the first people to do a correlation between the celestial bodies and the gods of their pantheon. So they paired Venus with Ishtar, Jupiter with Marduk, Mars with Nergal.
Mars got Nurgle? Mars the whole time, Mars is like, ooh, give me the sun or the moon. Mars, you got Nurgle? What? God damn it.
It's like a kickball team, and they got to choose last.
Yeah. Nurgle, you're the goalie, because you literally are about half of the size of the goal, so there's a 50-50 chance you'll do something right.
Oh, guys, you know that my shin's bruises. Come on now. And what am I going to do during the recital if I got these bruised shins?
Get Nurgle a chair. By school policy, he's forced to play.
Well, Saturn's got Ninib. Mercury's got Nibu. The moon has Sin. And the sun has Shamash.
Shamash sounds cool.
Yeah. I want to hang out with Shamash.
Sounds like a cashier at Target. Shamash, will you please come and clean up your area?
Or maybe Shamash just got a promotion, Henry. There's a lot of positive things that Shamash did this past year. And let's make her Target Employee of the Month, Miss Shamash.
There are a lot of people, because I imagine also that the Zodiac was probably exclusively used to also chart out the farming calendar the year.
Well, this is long before the Zodiac itself was created. The Zodiac wasn't created until you got to Greece about 3,000 years later. Until then, the heavens were all seen as an all-encompassing indicator of how the king was doing. It only pertained to the king. And, of course, how goes the king, so goes the country. So say if the sign said that the king, if they were aligned against the king in some way, they might say the gods are about to wallop the kingdom with like a plague or a drought or a war.
Well, that is, people think politics and leadership is hard now.
Yeah.
Imagine if it's all reliant on something completely out of your control.
And the king's astrologer had to be a kick-ass liar.
Oh, yeah. No.
He keeps just showing up and just being like, yes, the tidings of there's a crab in the sky. It means the astrologer gets a raise.
I feel like you're getting a lot of raises this year, and there's a lot of crabs in the sky.
Yes, it is quite unusual.
Well, by 130 BC, astrology has gotten to Greece, and that's the place where it was first personalized. That's where they first put it up in 12 different zodiac symbols, but this is also where they started to assign the planets to certain body parts. Like Venus, they had the genitals and the belly. Mars had the blood and bile, and Jupiter had the head and the brain.
I want to be, which one do you want to be, Marcus?
Oh, I want to be Mars.
You want to be the blood and the brain?
I want to be blood and bile.
Henry, how about you? You want to be Venus?
My penis and belly.
All right, then what am I left with?
Yeah, you got the head and the brain. You're Jupiter.
Hey, all right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I imagine that this was also I just lost my brain.
Oh, I got it over here. Here, have mine.
Well, doctors, they would attribute certain diseases and they would base their treatments based on astrological signs, based on the symbols. And in fact, this belief lasted for so long that by the 1600s or the 16th century, so the 1500s, at that time, there was a book called The Sick Man's Glass. And
terrifying.
And that was so still somebody would well go, regarded.
Someone would go in and be like, I have a sprained ankle. And they'd be like, no, according to the stars, we have to amputate your arm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's the ankle. I know it's the ankle. Yes, but there are answers out there. I'm giving you the answer.
You can't even see. There's just star-like things painted on that umbrella covering the outside.
I'm going to live like the people of 2007 and never go to the doctor again.
So astrology, I mean, Helen, you were talking earlier about the astrologer lying in order to save his own neck.
By the way, I want to say 2007 was chosen because healthcare, universal healthcare, was passed in 2008.
Well, you're getting really current and topical on this one. We're back at, we're in the fucking,
I'm sorry,
we're
I'm
in
sorry.
The, we're in PC okay. times, and you're bringing up Obamacare.
Oh, leave it alone. Good God.
So astrology, I mean, the astronomers actually lying about shit, that wasn't too far off, because Tiberius and Caligula, both emperors that were known for being very unstable, they would do the charts of certain senators, and if those charts were thought to be bad or threatening to either of those guys, he would have them executed on the spot.
That is rough.
That is real rough.
And Chart Day was a big day.
Yeah, and there was another guy that did a horoscope asking who would succeed a certain Caesar, like Caesar Vitus or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he came up with a certain... Actually, no, wait. I got to get to that later. We're going to get to that with the chicken section.
Okay, by the way, I knew Marcus was going to say a sentence that he was going to be very happy about, because the smile on his face was similar to a smile on somebody's face that would watch Henry Zebrowski in the new ABC sitcom A to Z. He was and then of course chickens were involved in Marcus's smile.
But I also like, there's a lot of also people who do believe that, I mean, of course, now that the story that the zodiac itself tells a story about the fate of humankind, somehow involving the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And the idea that that cherubim, or carabim, as they're sometimes called, are a combination of different animals, all of which are represented by the brightest stars in certain zodiac constellations. And cherubim and the sphinx are the same thing, right? And that one is called, you look to the four brightest stars in the zodiac to see what makes up the cherub, right? So this is, you can tell it's a story, right? Which is the Fomalhaut in Aquarius, which means man. Regulus in Leo, which is the lion. Antares in Ophicleus, serpent holder or eagle, who, as they said, steps on a scorpion and injures his foot, and then that hunter, who's like Orion, is actually Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ also hurt his foot. You remember? Technically, the Jews did it as a sort of
it was a different time.
The Italians did it. Italians did it.
It's fine.
Shamash totally might have done it.
An Aldebaran in Taurus, the bull, is a part of this idea that Satan is going to show up using the power of the zodiac to convince all of us that the real holy ones are coming, and those are aliens and UFOs, and that is connected to Ezekiel's wheel, which is a story in the Bible they believe it was a story of an ancient UFO encounter, and that the Antichrist is going to make this thing called Gog and Magog, which is a great war. Yeah. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The war will end in fire for the enemies of Israel. That's going to be intense. Mm-hmm. Antichrist comes with his holy ones, aliens and UFOs. Uh-huh. And then Antichrist allows building of Third Jerusalem Temple, which I don't particularly understand.
You just feel like you really discredited your earlier statements when you said astrology is a great thing to bring up to women at a bar in Los Angeles, because you just terrified an entire bar. And women are usually just like, oh, I'm a Leo because I like cosmos, you know, and I love a nice Mai Tai every now and again because, you know, I'm a Leo.
Well, you tell that to the people I was talking to about the Franklin cover-up two nights ago and see if that changes their opinion about me.
Henry, I have a feeling it was like karaoke and you went up there to sing like Space Odyssey or something, and then you just got... can you play the music louder?
Ground control to Larry King.
I think he's changing the lyrics.
He's molesting children in Nebraska.
That's not the way I remember this David Bowie song.
Well, not only were the emperors really into astrology, this lasted thousands of years. Louis the 14th, his birth was delayed until the court astrologer determined that the birth was very good in the heavenly sense. So the queen, on the astrologer's instruction, held the baby inside her vagina for an hour before the astrologer leaned out his window and waved a rag and said it was okay for Louis XIV to floop on out.
Because a cloud changed into an elephant or something?
Yes. Now, how does one keep a baby in? Is like a duke just kind of like put his toe on the head and keep it inside?
It's like the Santa Claus scene from A Christmas Story. Ho, ho, ho. But instead of sending a kid down a slide, you keep it inside of its mother.
Well, as far as modern day predictions go, I mean, things about an astrologer, it's just like any sort of fortune teller. They won't be able to tell you, like, for example, you know, your car is going to crash next Wednesday at 3 p.m.
They can't do that.
They can't do that. But they can tell. They can tell you, be careful driving that day. Don't be careless driving next Wednesday.
Well, what day shouldn't you be careful driving?
Extra careful driving next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Extra super careful. If you usually eat a burger while you're driving around, don't eat a burger that day.
Eat a taco from the new Taco Bell morning breakfast menu.
You know what's good for driving? Java juice.
Java juice is wonderful.
Well, in
anything you have to eat with a knife and fork. Perfect for driving. Yeah.
Well, in 1987, a British astrologer, his name was Dennis Elwell, he wrote letters to a bunch of different marine firms, and he told them that the astrological circumstances in early March of that year matched those of the astrological circumstances when the Titanic sank. Oh. Of course, none of them listened to them. They all scoffed and laughed.
What an idiot.
But on March 6th, the car ferry Herald of Free Enterprise capsized after Zeebrugge, and 188 people drowned.
Damn. And I guess mean, who did it? One angry astrologer.
Well, I told them. Perhaps he wanted to get his revenge.
Yeah.
Very Kaczynski-like. But is there something to do with weather patterns and ocean wave patterns and things like that?
Well, I mean, ocean wave patterns are dependent upon the moon.
Right. There is some scientific basis to astrology.
There's a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's a fair amount of scientific basis for it.
If the moon can make a woman bleed and a man strong,
yes, I've heard
then,
that.
Then God knows what Uranus is doing.
It makes Australians into werewolves. Yes.
Here, Ben, you'll like this one. Nancy Reagan, she used to consult a San Francisco astrologer named Joan Quigley for advice on everything from scheduling the president's diplomatic meetings to takeoff times for Air Force One.
Did she ever say anything about Alzheimer's research? That would have been a good question. How do I cure my husband's future dumb brain disease?
Is AIDS a problem?
Yes. No, I'm not here. I'm not here to ask the easy
Scorpio,
questions.
Scorpio, it's true.
Should I wear the blue dress at the inauguration? Yes, Nancy.
If you're the presidential astrologer, you should have a turban on that has the seal on the top of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, long, flowy, sparkly robes.
Absolutely.
Dress the part.
Oh, indeed. Pewter rings, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And as far as ancient structures go, all of the mysterious ancient structures that we know and love, Stonehenge, for example, it was a huge astronomical clock. So that way, the druids, they would know exactly when to do certain ceremonies and certain rituals.
I feel like
they do believe that the Sphinx was also some sort of, you know, well, that was more of a marking device. But the Sphinx is aligned to point towards when a specific constellation in the sky, which is supposed to link up to when Nibiru is supposed to be approaching our galaxy. And as we all know, that's a crock of shit.
Well, and then it gives it fuel, right? Something like that.
Feeds it its
energy.
Your answer is as good as any of the others.
There's a free energy machine in there. There's a free energy machine in the pyramids. Is the the Stonehenge was just a place where people did their laundry.
It's the Exxon Mobil of old monuments. I feel like the Druids get a bad name. I think they partied more than the name implies.
I think the Druids were pretty fucking hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Druid.
It's Druids have been working to this day, making armpit hair sexy.
Totally.
And I think it's great. I think it's great.
Well, let's move on to the zodiac itself, the signs, what they mean, what they are. The 12 signs, they're essentially geometric divisions. All of them are 30 degrees from each other. They go from the spring equinox, and they proceed in that direction that the sun moves through them.
Now, did you find in your research, I heard this, this is true, everything is a month ahead, actually, now, because of the shifts and the stars and things.
bullshit.
There's so much this bullshit true, though.
Built into the timeline of the universe. Nobody knows when it started. Nobody knows. Like,
maybe you haven't listened to one Ken Ham, who is a creationist. It started 6,000 years ago.
Sir.
Yeah.
No, but then there's also a belief that maybe we are actually 300 years in the past or 300 years ahead because there's the Dark Ages happened and a bunch of timelines were destroyed. Maybe the date's all wrong and everything's wrong and none of it makes any sense. And maybe we are in some alien's cardboard box in his mansion in another universe. Who knows? Keanu Reeves could be president in 9 different realities.
Oh, I would love if Keanu was president. I'd vote Keanu anytime.
So the whole sequence starts with Aries on March 21st, and then it goes once a month, usually on the 20th or the 21st, to the next zodiac sign. So let's go through the zodiac signs, and all of you guys can, whichever one you are, You can say, like, hey, that's me.
That's
you can
the best
say, like,
one.
Hey, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Be loud and proud. If that's how you feel, you put it up there. And if you got like a zodiacal tattoo, put that up there too. I mean, you shouldn't have gotten it.
No, Henry, don't say that. If you have a zodiac tattoo, I think you're one of the coolest, hippest gals or guys around.
Yeah.
And let everybody know, I'm a ram and I'm full of vim and vigor.
Yeah. Enthusiasm and imagination.
Mm-hmm. If crossed, they feel unappreciated and will react with rage.
Well, you didn't even have to tell me that because I looked at your tattoo and I already knew that, good sir. You have a job right here at Subway.
They're very high strung. And as far as a body type goes, they're lean and hard with broad heads and pointed chins.
Wait a second. So we got a bunch of Aragorns? So if you're an Aries, you look like Vlad Delbana. What's his name? And who's Aragorn?
Viggo Mortensen.
Lili Sobieski.
Vlad Bagana? That was a name that you thought might be attached to a human?
Vlad Bagana.
Vlad Magana?
Google it. You go ahead and Google it.
All right. Do you think, in the research you did, Marcus, are there any people who find their sign that regardless of if, let's say they were born on March 21st through April 20th, technically in Aries, but they relate more to a Capricorn or something like that?
That is what's known as the cusp.
Okay.
And people, those of us, all three of us actually are all cusp people.
Mm-hmm. Also, a big thing too about the zodiac, I mean, this is just human nature in general. Oftentimes, people like to talk and hear about themselves.
Yes.
And that's what's great. And that's what's great about using the zodiac in a way to talk to people and get to know each other. It's sort of like Levayan magic, where it's more human than anything else. But the idea is that people like and respond well to, like, basically hearing info about themselves, so they'll agree to anything. So as soon as you hear the description, you're like, oh yeah, that's me.
But it's always the best. It's not like Aries, the ram, loves cheese puffs and he doesn't wash his hands very well.
Actually,
so sometimes he gets them on his face and in his eyes, and he doesn't know he has them on his face and his eyeballs, and he goes out in public and he goes to Walmart, and then next thing you know, he's on a website called The People of Walmart, and everyone makes fun of him.
I'll put it this way. Some of the things about Taurus are pretty, like, they're a lot of backhanded compliments.
Yeah. Well, the next one is Taurus, the bull. That's Henry. April 21st to May 20th. It said that this is when the human race began. Short and strong with heavy jaws and big dark eyes.
That's me, baby. I got big long arms and I got dark set eyes and I'm black underneath my clothes.
Mm-hmm. They are capable of great feats of engineering, great singers, great cooks, great friends.
Yeah.
However,
I have a bumper sticker that says great singer, great cook, great friend. And I keep it on my Segway that I bought out here to get back and forth.
However, if they are unemployed, they will become lazy and overeat.
Oh, very interesting. I actually take back any...
If you look at all the good qualities of a Taurus, I'll take being lazy and overeating. You know what I mean?
Well, I just feel like when not given an opportunity to succeed, a Taurus will prove everyone who didn't give them an opportunity to succeed right. So it's kind of a double-edged sword in a way.
But also, I also have definitely researched our sexual natures. A Taurian sensual nature.
Disgusting. What Marcus is about to say, I just want to put a disclaimer. There is a word that Marcus is about to say that is going to aggravate a lot of a lot of ears, and I apologize beforehand.
Their sensual nature means they go crazy for romantic massages and a focus.
I say bring them on and lay them on thick.
And a focus on foreplay.
That's
good.
I'll
suck on your feet until you fall asleep until you die.
Also here it says productive and moist.
No. Well, that has to do with our planting.
With your plant. Oh, that's not a sexual thing.
No.
Productivity and moist. Those are very important things in the expansion of the human race.
For the three of us, I also said what gardening tips we best have. Taurus is an earth sign. Taurus is productive and moist this period.
I will say that I have done a lot today, and I am covered in sweat.
It's second best for planting and transplanting. Good for root crops and potatoes, especially when hardiness is important. Also a good sign for leafy vegetables like lettuce, cabbage, and spinach.
So they're Irish. They're all just weird Irishmen.
Every Irishman is a Taurus, yes.
Oh, I see.
Next up is Gemini, the twins. That's May 21st to June 20th. If you put them under stress, like, say, tuberculosis, pneumonia, they will die very quickly.
That is a shame. That is a shame to write off a whole section of humanity.
Just put
them under stress, they will die quickly.
Oh, yeah. Can't be in L.A., not in that traffic. The names, they nailed it.
Yeah.
The people who did the Zodiac names, what was this, 4,000 years ago?
Yeah. Well, these came about more like 2,000 years ago.
Perfect.
Yeah. They also, Geminis are tall, thin, and prone to sudden movements. So probably karate, like ninjas.
Sure. Yeah, like a Michael Phelps type, maybe.
They're like Slenderman.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're intellectual, curious, and great storytellers. Next up.
Is Slenderman a Gemini?
Man. Yeah,
Slenderman don't ever die, man.
No, man, he's too real to die.
He was never born. Gemini, remember that the great American gladiator, Gemini? Remember him?
Oh, yeah, I remember Gemini.
I thought Gemini was the lady.
Was it a lady?
Gemini was definitely a lady, yeah.
That's a lady's name.
Yeah, like Zap was the dude. No, Zap was a woman, too.
Also a woman.
Yeah. I thought there was the black fella. What was
there was Stanley, the gladiator.
No, there was no Stanley, the gladiator.
Garfield.
You're mixing up your cartoons.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Marmaduke was a gladiator.
Yes, well, Marmaduke would have done great as a gladiator. Marmaduke is one of the greatest comic strips that's ever existed.
Yes, and Marmaduke is very good.
No, he's the best.
Next two we got, these are Ben's cusp ones. We got Cancer the Crab.
And that's a great name for a crab.
Yeah,
let's call him Cancer. This is my crab, Cancer. Then you snap his little arms off and suck him down. I went to a crab boil this weekend. Ooh, man.
I'm jealous.
If I go into the ocean, those animals should be afraid of me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll know you ate one of their own and attack you, which I would love to see. How'd Henry die? A bunch of crabs got their revenge.
I've had a problem in Glendale. I'm staying in Glendale, California right now. I've been attacked by 3 birds.
Is this a common thing for Glendale, or is this specific to you?
Specific to me. I have literally been walking down the street. 2 birds were fighting. They fell out of the sky and they landed on me. I had to smack the birds off me. And then 2 other times, birds have jumped out of bushes and hit me. Like, literally hit me in the chest. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm some kind of giant worm. And I'm like, yeah. I'm not Holden McNeely.
Right. Do you feel like you're living, like the character that Jim Carrey played in The Truman Show? And someone just was like, well, drop the birds on him. The viewers are getting bored.
I knew things were off when I stopped to get gas, and the guy was like, morning, Mrs. Zabrowski.
How'd you know my name? I didn't say Mr. Zabrowski. I said, the cookies are lousy. Yes, don't have the cookies today. I've hurt sales, and I almost blew my cover.
So the crab is from June 21st to July 21st. Bit of a puzzle. These guys.
Mm. So this is Ben Kissel.
This is Ben Kissel, yes. Aloof, but very emotional and romantic at their core.
Right.
That's very true.
I am romantic at my core.
You gotta get through a lot of, you gotta get through a lot of lunch meat, gin, and Suspiria shirt.
Right.
To get to that core.
It's a real sludge to get there, but once you do, what a heavenly experience that is for you.
As far as sex goes, you place a lot of value on an emotional connection and love, and you express this through eye contact and close, intimate embracing during sex. Which I know that about. I know you're a cuddler.
I am a cuddler.
Yeah,
just you gripping onto this.
Yeah. Just be like, yeah, you like it. You like it, right?
I guess I'm his girlfriend because I guess this feeling of being a prisoner is like being in love with him.
Mm, right, right. Yeah, when you give them no option out, the only option is love. I've heard that before.
Very devoted to family and home. Fancy a taste for the finer things in life. You guys,
I have a taste for it.
Yeah,
I don't have a plate or a debit card or a credit card to get it.
Make good art dealers and interior decorators.
That's what I always said about Ben. I was like, Ben should have been an art dealer.
Well, I mean, this one doesn't fit you. Short with a fleshy body and an uneven gait.
No, I have a very even gait, and I'm exceptionally tall.
Yes. You also internalize your feelings so often that you suffer from stomach trouble.
I also internalize a lot of bagels.
Yeah.
And holy.
You ate three bagels yesterday.
Three bagels yesterday. I couldn't get enough, and a half a pound of cream cheese. But you know what I also did?
What?
Ate a good block of cheese to go with. I was mixing all the cheeses, eating all the bagels. Oh, it was unbelievable.
One body.
Oh, I'll have some more craft services. Oh, the cameras aren't around, but I know I'm filming soon. You know.
Well, you're a water sign. So in planting, you're very fruitful and moist.
Moist again. Okay, yeah. I see. Fruitful.
Best sign for planting. Also good for irrigation.
Very good.
Yeah. And the other one of yours is Leo, which I think this actually does describe quite a bit about you as well. This is July 22nd to August 21st.
This is why.
Also a Leo. Leo is my ascending sign as well.
Ah.
I see.
Well, you're loud, proud, and demonstrative.
That's right.
Yeah. You're at the center stage. You like to run the show.
Don't tread on me.
Better bring it.
Yeah.
You're friendly, outgoing, and obstinate.
Oh, that's obstinate means you stand your ground.
That means you're an asshole.
Ah. Very good.
Bit of a braggart, bit of a show-off.
Now it's getting negative.
Good, good leader, but a lousy follower.
I'll tell you, that's a straight-up truth, because you'd either lead, follow, or get out of the way, and I always choose lead, so you better be following. Get out of the way.
That's right. And also, if I am driving a car and you want to ride, there are three rules: ass, gas, or grass. One of those three.
Really good.
Leave them and love them. No shoes, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Really good white-collar workers. Really bad at manual labor.
I'm just a Leo. I feel like I...
Yeah. Taller than average with a tendency to put on weight later in life.
No. I put on weight earlier in life, though.
Yeah.
I'm going with... What's the Pratt? The guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt.
I want to have his body arc and hopefully career arc as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's a buff guy
sold
now.
Sold out. Yeah. Chris Pratt sold out.
He looks good, Henry.
I liked it when he was fat and dumb.
Well, of course.
And now he's all fucking tight and dumb. Whatever.
You saw yourself.
If you buy that, ladies, I got a bridge I can sell you. And that bridge is made out of abs.
It's the bridge of Madison County, because every woman loves it. Every woman loves Chris Pratt.
That is true.
A former fatty, so you know he's nice.
Next up is Virgo, the Virgin, August 22nd to September 21st. Conscientious, methodical, good with tools, gardeners, fashion designers, painters, directors, musicians. Kind of snooty. About just about everything.
They sound kind of snooty.
They sound real snooty. Fucking fashion designer, painter, director. Fuck you.
Whatever.
Yeah, eat me. They're attractive, but...
Okay, Bart Simpson, eat me. What is wrong with you? Eat me. Henry, did you hear that when he said eat me?
Yeah. It's all right. I said cowabunga to a guy earlier today, but only because I'm in California.
Yeah. Fucking eat me, bro. The Virgos are attractive.
I think that Henry isn't assimilating to our culture properly. I think he learned everything from the movie Point Break about what water culture is about.
I'm going to leave him, and I keep telling him that you break it, you bought it. That's been my new catchphrase. You break it, you bought it.
They're attractive, but they have the tendency to binge.
Okay.
Next up is Scorpio, the Scorpion. October 23rd.
I have many Scorpios in my life.
Oh, that's bad.
And they're very intense.
Yes,
they're beautiful, hot, sexy people, also all fucked up.
Yeah. They're the most powerful sign for students of the occult.
Oh.
It's a sign of mystery, secrecy, and dark passion. But
again, difficult to be around on a just normal Wednesday, but great for Saturday night.
Extremely jealous.
Mystery and mystery.
Mystery, secrecy, and dark passion.
I would say maybe not the best for a relationship.
Pretty bad for a relationship.
Yes.
No.
Spurn Scorpios can become violent.
Yes.
Always.
Oh, are we? Am I? okay, I think I just figured it out. Never mind, Scorpios are great.
Yeah, I figured it out a while back, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you done some birthday math with some people in your life?
Yeah. Yes, I have done the birthday math as well.
Man, I wish I was dating a Scorpion or a Scorpio. Yeah, they seem like the best.
Perfectly happy with the Gemini myself.
Beautiful, though.
Very sweet.
Mm. Scorpios are very good.
They're always in control, very aware of what's going on. They have a hypnotic power on those around them. And this is not something I wrote down, but they often have problems with their genitals.
Henry, do you know anything about the last character trait of this sign? Or
I have problems with genitals in general.
We will move on.
Next is Sagittarius the Archer. That's November 22nd to December 20th. Cheerful, optimistic, dependable, friendly and outgoing, but vulgar.
Oh.
Yeah. Good looking with above average height, wiry physique, expressive eyes, but they suffer from sciatica, rheumatism, and anxiety attacks.
Get them out of here.
I like that Sagittarius. I feel I'm more of a Sagittarius than a Cancer Leo cusp. Well, we'll see.
No, I think you're Leo.
Okay.
Next up, Capricorn. That's my first sign.
Oh.
December 21st to January 19th. We're slow moving. We're methodical, we're pragmatic, we're orderly, and we're trustworthy.
Wrong.
Slow moving.
Yeah.
You're a quick-moving guy.
I'm very quick.
Like a ferret.
Yeah.
Human ferret that smokes a pack a day.
He doesn't know where he's going. He has no idea why he's moving, but he's always doing it.
As far as sex goes, we prefer to plan sexual encounters and then proceed according to plan. We take our time.
That's what the Night Stalker did. Ramirez did.
No, not at all. I know exactly what he's talking about. We take the time. We're memorable about it. And we like to involve a lot of physical activity with it, like a real, like, thorough workout. Like, really, like, fucking
like
going
a,
at
like a Taibo session. Or, like, if you join the UFC.
Hey, Becky, name's Marcus. Good to meet you. You're going to show up at my house Tuesday night at 8:30. What you're going to do is you're going to attach your ankles to this hoist I've got on top of my door. And what you're going to do is you're going to sit there for approximately 7 minutes while I get myself an Arnold Palmer, and I'm going to biggity bang you from top to front.
I will be arriving with a shower curtain. I will be arriving with a slip and slide like liquid, like a lube or a piece of bubble bath.
No, we're methodical. I know what I'm doing.
So you're methodical and violent in bed.
Not violent, vigorous.
That is a violent man's word for violent.
Passionate.
Right.
Also a violent man's word for violent. I'm not a violent man. But you know what? We always make sure that every party involved are very satisfied. It's more about the journey than it is about the destination.
Well, when you're here, you're good at taxes.
I'm bad at taxes. It also says we become judges and bankers. I'm not a judge. However, my brother, also a Capricorn, he is a banker.
There we go.
Yeah.
Connection's been made.
Unsuccessful. Well, this is funny.
Unsuccessful ones display a whiny and disgruntled nature, and many of them go through life with a scowl.
Oh, all right. Well, life is difficult.
And this next one, I'd say, as far as like physicality goes, this is pretty spot on. Hard and lean and dry as a bone.
See, this is my problem. That's true. That Holden McNeely is also a Capricorn.
Oh, the whole thing's falling apart. There ain't one lick of truth to this nonsense.
But we also fall to depression and general malaise. I have the problems with depression.
Capricorn. So these are the people, if you are premiering the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles remake film or new movie, you don't want the Capricorns in the crowd.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to like it one damn bit.
Yeah, but I'd say Leonardo. Definitely a Capricorn.
I can tell that immediately. And Donatello is a Sagittarius. And Michelangelo is a Leo. And Raphael is a Virgo.
No, he's not a Virgo.
He's definitely a Cancer.
Raphael is a Cancer Leo cusp.
Technically all... they were all born on the same day, though, right? Technically?
Well, yeah, technically. No, they weren't born on the... No, they weren't born...
This is not a nerd show.
They weren't born on the same day. They all got their ooze on the same day. So they could have been born on a different day, but their rebirth was sort of on the same day.
I just stopped giving a shit.
Yeah. No, I never want to say that again. As a matter, I don't even know if I was right, and I'm sure we'll get some angry messages.
And the other side of my astrological sign is Aquarius. That's January 20th to February 18th. Refined and intellectual, as I am. Mm-hmm. We're philosophers, poets, anthropologists, philanthropists. Serious and quiet, but can break out of our shell among congenial company and become a spark plug for all around
us. This one, so I think that this writer was an Aquarius.
We're emotionally undemonstrative, though, and we expect too much from our friends. And we can also be naive.
Do any of these say, like, podcaster on them?
But you know what the thing is, Aquarius is like, but that's also like emotionally undemonstrative and expects too much from friends and naive. That just sounds more like, you know, like he cares too much.
Right.
But also this one, I mean, I'm definitely with a body type because Aquarius is stocky with a good complexion with bad ankles, legs, and vision.
That's a Marian type.
Yeah.
Bad ankles, legs, and vision, huh?
Oh, yeah. And it's an air sign, barren and dry.
Ooh, yuck. Yeah, that's not good for farming.
No, well, that's when you harvest root and fruit for storage, but that's also when you destroy weeds and pests, but it is good for planting onions.
So you smell like onions, you're planting and you're harvesting roots and random dry things, you got bad ankles, you can't see a damn thing, and your eyes are all messed up.
February's a bad month.
This whole breakdown has made me not attracted to anyone ever again.
Yes.
But what about Pisces, the last one? From February 19th to March 20th, they're good but moody friends. Good listeners, reactive rather than assertive, and they're also dreamers, under average height and pale, and often suffer from foot problems and skin difficulties.
Poor Pisces.
I feel like there was just a malnutrition problem going on when they were creating this. All of a sudden, everyone got ankle issues? What happened?
I got rickets.
What's wrong with these people?
It's really fun, though, to kind of connect yourself to a gigantic sort of psychic group. I do believe in the power of symbols. We talk about magic all the time. Like, you know, I do believe that you can take these symbols and fill them with intention, and it can lead your life in specific directions, and you can meet people, and you can learn about yourself and stuff, and maybe the horoscopes aren't directly truth, but in the end, there are lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
I would say just tell people, just start off with the, I got a show on TV, you know, and then maybe you can segue into this later on.
Well, Henry, do you want to, before we get into other forms of divination, do you want to, while we're on the subject of the Zodiac, you want to do our birth charts right quick?
Absolutely. Let me talk about it really quick and see. Let me see if I got any good juicy tidbits for Marcus and Ben.
I had the largest shoulders in North Dakota, according to the doctor who birthed me, and my mother did all of this birthing without any anesthetics or drugs at all. Wow. So she is a mule of a woman. She's a strong woman, and I respect her for it.
I always kind of imagined she'd be a delicate, sweet woman.
Well, she was very sweet, and she was delicate, except for those 9 hours where I did not want to leave. I loved being in the womb. I couldn't get enough of it.
She was howling like a jackal that was set on fire.
Yeah, something about that was just like, I feel like I want to go to sleep. You know.
I was born during the Great Blizzard of 1983 in Lubbock, Texas.
One more time. So Marcus was born.
The Great Blizzard of 1983.
What was great about it? Was it snow and gold?
Yeah, it sounds pretty terrible.
It was real. It was big and it was icy. My dad was stuck in a bar for a day.
I'm sure that it was like he opened the door and a bunch of birds were singing and his son, he's like, I'll tell him there's a great blizzard. Yeah, I'd love this bar.
Calling it the Great Blizzard of 1983 because it got hammered with Ted for fucking 40.
Right, your dad was stuck in a bar for a day the day that you were born.
Okay, so he was getting hammered with Uncle Joe, but what else are you going to do in a bar when you're snowed in?
Go to where your kid is being born.
Can't go. It snowed in. It's ice. It's an ice storm. There were 15 inches of snow on the ground. But he was also happy because he had his little Marcus born.
Yeah, and he didn't have to see his disgusting wife destroy.
Hey, fuck you.
Wait, no, not his. No, his beautiful wife turned disgusting.
Yeah. All right.
Take it easy.
Mother's it was also kind of like God watching Joseph do all the fucking hard work while he sat up there smoking a cigar, watching Mary struggle with his young Arabic boy ripping through her.
We'll just tell him that an angel put it in you, Mary. That'll work out well for
you. That'll work out. All right, so Marcus was born in Lubbock, Texas on 9/15 on, what was your January?
19th, 1983.
Very interesting stuff involved here. He's Capricorn. He's a feet on the ground, eye on the prize sign. Those from the sun and Capricorn have a realistic, grounded approach to life that can be seen no matter how dreamy the rest of the birth chart suggests. Mm-hmm. These people know how to do things and they get things done. Capricorns naturally turn their backs on things they deem too frivolous. They are very much concerned with things that are worthwhile, and that includes their own lives. Mm-hmm. So you want to survive. He is honest, reserved, circumspect, honorable, and strong-willed.
Yes.
Quietly ambitious, within the realms of the possible, he likes and takes on responsibility. He can work in the social domain. Weaknesses, a sometimes bitter and mistrustful mind.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Interesting.
Does it say anything about a terrible Celtic tattoo? I'm staring at it right now.
It's Egyptian, all right.
Oh, it's an Egyptian tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He is likable and sociable, very sensitive to environmental conditions and surroundings. Absolutely. He likes home, habits, comfort, and his little world. Very caring and protective of loved ones. Weaknesses, subject to indolence, inertia. He is impressionable and too sensitive. Yes. Family problems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, my family's
good. Yeah,
great.
Family's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, my family, that is no problem. But the other few are extremely true. Painfully true.
Yeah.
He is intelligent, has big ideas. He is tolerant and has a strong sense of justice. He has good judgment, good sense, and has his feet on the ground. Again, he has a gift of the gab and likes to speak. He also likes literature. He is erudite and will normally be successful socially. Isn't that fun?
That's very fun.
Yeah, pretty good.
His fate depends a lot on marriage. Marries for love, children, happy emotional life. You live for relationships. It is hard for you to think about being alone. Harmony is most important to you, so it is unlikely you will attempt to dominate a lover. You are a peacemaker, sometimes going to great lengths to achieve the balanced, harmonious relationship. Be careful not to bend over backwards just to keep the peace you may be taking advantage of.
Boy, that was my... Oh,
that's disgusting.
You told me why my last relationship failed.
Do you feel like... she sodomized you a whole bunch? That's what I got out of that.
He is nonchalant, pretentious, full of self-importance. He likes what is beautiful and sometimes ostentatious and spends lots of money for the sake of appearances. He likes to please and his numerous amorous adventures.
He's wearing a wife beater right now.
Yes.
It's very hot in here, but I do have numerous amorous adventures.
And then this aspect sometimes means unhealthy sensuality. He is hard and does not know how to express his emotions. He is frightened of showing his love. And this leads to disappointments, breakups, lack of satisfaction. It is likely that he had problems with his mother, who did not know how to love him or give him self-confidence.
No. Your mother beat you?
No, my mother was nothing but
wonderful. Tell me a story about your mom beating you, Marcus.
According to your astrology chart.
He
will learn how to be happy in love and to be at ease with himself and to control his jealousy in the second half of his life, so that's 60 on. Thanks to an older person.
What?
Who gives his self-confidence back to him so that he can trust others. So this is just little bits of yours.
29 more years of misery to go, Marcus, until you're 60.
I'm not gonna... No. Life will turn around before then. I have heard the call. I have heard this call. I'm taking it as signs. I will not... 60. Jesus
Christ.
Just
seem like... Yeah, take a bite. Marcus has been slamming a... Marcus has been slamming a Twizzlers down his face this whole damn time, by the way.
About a foot and a half. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount of sugar there.
Jordan, a Wonka dick?
No, he's got a Twizzler. Yeah, Wonka dick. Yeah.
All right, so now here is Ben. Ben was born in... Let me see here. Was born in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yep.
He had huge shoulders, and his mother had a tiny vagina. What is the exact day again? Because it's all broken up. July
21st, 1981.
1981.
The same year, the same day, July 21st, as John Lovitz and Robin Williams.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Who is dead now?
Thank you, Henry.
So now the Sun in Cancer. Sun in Cancer natives. He has a strong survival instinct. They are protective of those they care about and of themselves too. They are often quite reticent about sharing their inner selves to the rest of the world.
So this is going to be tough for you.
They're often caught up in reminiscence. Cancers have a reputation for moodiness, although this trait is most evident when the moon is in Cancer. Cancer needs roots. They resist change to an extent and concern themselves about being secure and safe in most everything that they do. Cancers can be quite intrigued by objects with history attached to them. Antiques, photos, souvenirs, and the like.
I do go in. I love a good antique. I'll look at a lamp and I say, look, that's old. I love how old that is. Yeah, that's a fire hazard.
Cancer is a very sensitive sign, and they don't appreciate when you're blunt with them. The reactions to hurt will depend on how thick a shell they have developed. Most cancers react by withdrawing or retreating. Some have developed an ability to manipulate others to get what they want. They avoid direct confrontations almost as a rule. Cancers are, in fact, quite yielding and soft when you have them in the right mood. They're one of the more hospitable signs of the zodiac. Sure, they can be touchy and direct, but they're also very dependable, caring souls.
That's very true. I like that.
Yeah.
A lot of political figures were Cancer.
Yeah. Yes. He weighs words carefully and is tenacious, a calm and discreet nature, tender, thoughtful, sensitive, and impressionable. You want to be noticed for your unique and special qualities and your creativity. You are happiest when you're expressing yourself in a special way and attention comes your way as a result. And you have a flair for drama and or sports. Ooh. You're proud of your fun-loving attitude towards life. As you demonstrate your ability to shine, avoid grabbing center stage all the time. Your happy disposition is enough to get noticed. But do find creative ways to express yourself, as this is the path to true happiness for you.
I like that. I think that that's fairly accurate.
Yeah, that's very accurate, I'd say.
Yeah, you didn't mention anything about the German-sized Huang, because I just saw something on the internet. Congo, the largest on average penis is 7.1 inches. What's the next country? German.
He fantasizes. He's very easily frightened. He is fearful, shy, prudent, and emotional. Mm. Your feelings are right out there for everyone to see, and you can come across as emotional and impatient, or nurturing and caring, or both. Your first reaction is emotional, especially if the moon is close proximity of the ascendant and degree. Blah, blah, blah. You need emotional stimulation, movement, and freedom to express yourself in order to feel happy and fulfilled. Good education. He likes to discuss. He likes polemic. He has good judgment and is determined. He is frivolous and imprudent. He lacks judgment and is full of self-importance. He is reserved, conservative, ambitious, and stubborn. Sincere, frank, and warm affections. He's full of tenderness. He may be devoted to sick or poor people, which is not true. You hate them. Professional life is unstable. And he has a taste for the arts, is a dreamer, is easily influenced, or romantic. He is very sensitive. So this is very interesting. It's very revealing because you put off such a stern front, Ben.
I mean, I don't. I knew all about this. But I would say you could have just summed it all up with one sentence. Better than Marcus. Marcus, hey. Much better than yours. What? Much better than yours.
No, mine's great. I'm very happy. I'm very pleased with who I am.
I'm very pleased with who you are, too.
So this is Henry Zebrowski. He is sassy and fun. And was born in Woodhaven, New York on May 1st, 1984 at 1:35 p.m.
Taurus. You're putting a little more flair in yours. I just want to say you're giving yourself a little bit more.
I'm just saying. We'll see how this goes. Taurus natives are sensual folk, and this includes sex, but extends to pleasures in all areas. They delight in the sensual pleasures of food, a comfortable blanket, a richly colored aquarium to look at, the smell of flowers or spring rain, pleasing melodies coming from the stereos, and so forth. Some might even say they live through their senses more than most. And when tortoise natives work, they work hard. They do it with a steadiness that may rarely be considered quick. Rather, it's a dependable, plodding, steady effort that has its payoffs. Security is immensely important to tourists. Some of them actively seek wealth, while others are content to be comfortable. The tourist definition of comfortable may not exactly be the same as the rest of the signs, but comfort is definitely a driving force. Although hardworking, their fixed and comfort-loving nature sometimes makes them appear lazy. This is only because they separate work and leisure so well. When they work, they work hard. And when they play, they don't really play as much as they relax. Me, you can see me with all my clothes off. Yeah, that's what I do. A solo Taurus who has kicked his or her feet up is rooted there. You'd be hard-pressed to get him to move. On a mental level, you'll likely have the same problem. Taurians stick with things and ideas where in one's of the same. That's negative.
He's strong-willed.
He has charm.
Oh, wait. Are you skipping over every negative?
Skipping
over every negative thing that you have.
Wait. Absolutely not. No
one. Oh. I can be emotionally unavailable and a lonely old man.
I was called a manipulator.
Okay, here, this is negative. You faced a fair number of challenges in your life, especially in the first half of life, in which your attempts to express your will were often thwarted. There can be a persistent feeling that you don't get what they want in comparison to others. You can feel unlucky in times. You want to be considered an accomplished and important person, and when you face obstacles, you don't always see that you are your own worst enemy. So I gotta believe in myself.
Yeah,
I don't think that's not that negative.
Sweetness itself, convinced of their ideas and strong-willed. Highly imaginative, prolonged studies is intuitive, professionally successful abroad. You could be precocious, animated, and passionate. That's true.
All right, go on with this fluff piece.
Yeah.
This is pathetic.
He is frank, honest, and optimistic and generous. That is true. It does say I need to trust others more, but it's just because I'm so sensitive. He makes quick decisions because I'm great. His thirst for knowledge is never satisfied because I'm fucking awesome. He looks at the bright side of life. He's gay.
Oh,
agreeable, optimistic, and sociable. But he may be impatient.
Hmm.
All right.
That's the worst you have. You know what I've decided? I'm starting loving today. I am dying at 62. I am officially at the midpoint of my life.
All right.
So I open myself to love today, my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Marcus Parks opened himself to love, so you get ready for a bunch of it to come your way. No doubt about that, Marcus.
The fucking puke love all over you sons of bitches. Come here.
Well, it turns out that we opened ourselves to love.
Any other forms of divination?
Yes, let us go through other forms of divination throughout the years. These are all ancient forms. The first one is gyromancy. Mm-hmm. I love gyromancy.
Correctly pronounced gyromancy?
Gyromancy. We were doing some text messages before the show discussing what we're going to talk about, and I did send out a pretty funny. Is that about the lamb sandwich?
Yeah,
kind of a funny little text there. And then I said, "I'm on fire," and as you guys can hear, I was.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I texted back, boom.
Very funny. Very funny.
I texted nothing back.
Yeah. Well, a little behind the scenes, though. Yeah.
So to begin with, a circle was made on the ground, and the border was marked with letters of the alphabet or other mystical symbols. And one man, the gyromancer, if you will...
I am the gyromancer. Come to my circles. It's fun. Come to the circles.
Can we shave you with a sharp knife? That's
hey,
what I would like to do.
Nobody's standing anywhere near inside one of my circles. These are my standing here. I'm the gyromancer.
So the gyromancer would enter the circle, and he would start walking around and around and around inside the circle over and over and over again, getting dizzier and dizzier and dizzier. And every time he stumbled, the letter or symbol that he landed on was noted, and once he spun around so much that he couldn't get up anymore, the message was considered complete.
This is just an early version of the chokeout game. He just got himself dizzy and fell down.
You know who could have been an incredible gyromancer? Is my retarded cousin.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Turns out, so he reveals a message.
A message, yeah, from the future.
And so he has to do this.
Like, oh no, it says tie your shoes. Circle, you're hilarious.
So he would have to fall down or stumble, I mean, at least 14, 15, at least a Twitter amount, a 140 character amount.
Enough times where he couldn't get up and go anymore. That's a lot of times.
That is a lot of times. I feel like just write it. Just you know, maybe throw a rock.
Well, that's kind of what the next one was. That was called electromancy.
Ooh.
This required a barnyard cuck, and it could only be performed when the sun or the moon was in Aries or Leo. Once again, you draw a circle on the ground, and you would draw the letters of the alphabet around the circle, and then you would have a kernel of wheat that you would place on each letter.
Hmm.
And it had to be a white cock, and it had to be a young cock.
A little racist, okay.
Yeah, a young white cock. You would declaw it, and then it would be forced to swallow a tiny parchment scroll on which magical words had been written.
Can you imagine just catching the cock? And trying to force it to swallow this scroll, but the afternoon was like, electromancer was just running around and like, I just want to get it. This rooster's biting the shit out of me.
Yeah. What a bad day for the cock, you know? All the other cocks go and get murdered, and he's like, I think I got real lucky. They cut off all of his claws, and then they jam a fake piece of magical poetry down his throat.
And then the electromancer would hold the cock aloft.
I love it when the electromancer holds that cock.
Small, white, young cock.
And he would hold it aloft, and then he would say an incantation before putting the bird down inside the circle.
Come on, cock. Come on, cock. Write a sentence, cock.
I agree. That's what it would sound like.
And then from that point on, they would have to keep track of every single grain that the rooster ate. And then after the rooster ate a grain from a certain letter, you'd, of course, replace the grain in case the message had the letter more than once. And then once it all made sense, then the message would be over or until the cock stopped eating the grain.
So
you just make shit up.
Yeah, you got to, because usually it's just going to be like,
Well, one practitioner, his name was Iamblichus.
Oh, okay. Well, that might have been how he spells his name.
He did it, and he only came up with the word Theo. T-H-E-O.
Theo.
So this
get in here now, Theo.
This magical white cock created a four-letter word. That was it?
Yeah. Theo.
Theo.
I guess it wasn't hungry after four grains of wheat.
Well, they jammed that goddamn piece of paper into its stomach.
It's a problem. You're ruining its appetite.
Yeah. So he was trying to see who was going. This is what I was talking about earlier, is that he was trying to see who would succeed Valens Caesar as ruler of the empire.
Mm.
But only problem was there were four dudes whose names began with Theo, like Theocides, Theocrates,
Theo Huxtable.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many Theos.
Yeah, and then as soon as Caesar found out the prophecy, he had all four Theos killed, and as a bonus, poisoned the magician.
Oh, every time.
Not great.
This is the problem. It's, it has to only spell up, be like, you know, again, it's like, it seems the cock is spelled, give the electromancer a raise, send him on vacation.
Yeah, I think lying about it might be the best option in this situation.
Always lie. Always yeah. lie to always Caesar. Lie. Yeah. Never tell Caesar the truth.
No, tell him the positive lie. Always, yes.
Next way you can use to divine the future, birds. In ancient Rome, if the birds flew east, the news would be good. If they flew west, where the afterworld was located, the signs were bad.
Man, they were really just kind of grasping the straws here.
Oh, yeah. It was a good sign if an augur heard a crow cry to his left or
an
a
auger?
Raven. An augur, a person who could see the future.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Or a professional liar. Yeah.
Right.
Or if he heard a raven to his right, that was good as well. And generals, I mean, we're still in the bird world here. Generals would keep sacred chickens in cages. And if the sacred chickens ate so quickly that bits of food dropped in their beaks, it was considered a very good omen in war. So they were Roman generals.
Easily. You could set that up so easily. You could just fill them with food.
Yeah. You could set that up very easily. Yeah. So there were Roman generals who based their entire strategies on whether the chicken's food fell out of its mouth or not.
Well, we still have Groundhog's Day here. To discuss how long summer will last.
If they were smart at all, they would have built their entire empire upon this story.
Magical chickens, number one.
And they got magical chickens to tell you the truth. They could tell you if your wife's cheating on you. They could tell you if your dog's been getting fucked.
Better than those Tyson chickens.
Come on down to Purdue Chicken. We've got necromancing chickens.
Necromancing chickens. That would be beautiful. Like I'm frozen in your grocer's frozen section. Necromancer's chickens. Tyson chickens, they don't know shit.
And finally, we have something very closely related to birdmancy. This is zoomancy. And this is kind of what you were talking about. The sound of a wasp that suggests malicious gossip or an unexpected visit from a person you've never met.
Ooh.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Small spiders in your home bring money.
That's a superstition. That's why you're not supposed to kill them in there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing to tell your girlfriend. Be like, no, it's not because I don't have a job and we're living in a terrible apartment beneath my parents' house. It's because we're lucky. We're lucky, honey. Yeah.
However, a spider spinning its web in your house could be a sign that someone is plotting against you.
The spider.
No, the spider's not plotting against you. Yeah, spiders just trying to make a house in your house.
That's true. A little house inside the house. And then they're going to kill all the bugs and good for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Spiders are quite helpful.
I love spiders.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
A dog howling in the dark was warning that ghosts were lurking about and that death was imminent. However,
there's a lot of dogs in my neighborhood in Glendale, so.
Do you hear them howling at all?
I don't think so. There's always death imminent. Necessarily.
Right.
However, the sight of three white dogs was considered a good omen.
Again with the white.
Oh, yeah. Well, people like white.
I feel like a black dog. It's a beautiful dog. I think that's changed.
I enjoy black dogs.
Yeah.
Chocolate lab is one of the best things money can buy.
I agree. And I think as a society, people would agree a chocolate or a black dog is superior to your white dog. I see more black dogs than white dogs.
It is true.
And a lot of dogs with a bunch of little spots on them.
The best part about a black dog is that you can spill a whole cup of coffee on it and it won't stain.
Exactly. where'd all that hot sauce go from my burrito? Oh, it's on the dog. Who cares? Rub it in. you know?
Lizards were a signifier of a miscarriage in the future.
If only Holden could have been.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. But a lot of people had miscarriages back in the day, and there's a lot of lizards around.
Always a lot of lizards around.
Yeah.
Speaking of Holden, piebald horses were good luck. Good luck. And if you were fast enough, you could make a wish upon one. However, if you looked at the horse again after you made the wish wouldn't come true.
That is tricky. Yeah, that's too tricky.
Don't look at the horse. Don't look at the horse. Don't look at the horse. Don't look at the horse.
Oh, look at the horse.
Gotta look at the horse. It's a beautiful animal.
And finally, this is one that everyone can relate to. And just this is a sight that always makes me happy. Donkeys rolling around in the dust means good weather.
I mean, sounds like you're in a drought. It sounds like you've had a lot of bad weather if the donkeys are just rolling around like pigeons in New York City, just cleaning themselves in the dust. Oh, it's it is cute. All right, it's fine. All right, donkeys are cute. Yeah. Donkeys in the dust.
Yeah, just like donkeys are very cute. Donkeys are very cute.
They're kind of cute. They're donkeys.
All right. Cute about a donkey. Well, so something good smelling about dirt. I like perfume and I like cars.
Oh, by the way,
one person said that they like the smell of dirt.
From dozens of people,
I'll give you up to eight.
One dozen. There have been many people, multiple posts on the Facebook page, multiple people agreeing with the Facebook post, multiple emails, multiple Facebook messages, personal messages to me.
Well, what kind of community are you trying to build?
A fucking dirt community. We're all going to build dirt houses, and we're going to live in the fucking dirt world, and it's going to be the shit, and you guys can't come.
I don't want to be there because I don't want to live like a worm.
Come with my house made out of Italian marble and the finest of leathers. And my Taurus's paradise.
That sounds pretty perfect.
Cold, very cold. In fact, I'm gonna read you a Facebook message.
I'm more of I'm a log cabin guy. So if you enjoy more of a rustic feel, warm and cozy,
yeah,
lets you feel like you're back in your mother's womb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's what one listener said, I think freshly dug dirt smells good, like graveyard dirt.
Okay, you can have them. Like graveyard dirt,
my people.
Right. That's your this is proving your point. I think it smells good, like graveyard dirt.
Yeah, we've got, and there was just a ton of people that said they loved it. You know, dirt. We had a big discussion. We had a big argument as to whether dust could be considered dirt.
It can't be. It's dust.
And we decided that it was dust. Sand is not dirt as well. Like, so the desert people, they're kind of out of luck. Yeah, sand is not dirt. So it has to be good dirt that you can make mud pies out of.
Right. That is great. I'm just, it's nice. I'm happy that you guys have each other.
We've learned nothing today, but it's nothing.
But it's nice because the real news is just, no real murder talk today, which I need a break from.
What we'll say is that we, if last podcast were to come to the United Kingdom to do a couple of shows, are there enough people out there that want to see us? That is an open query.
It is. Yeah. There's a very good chance we might be going out there sometime next year, so that'll be super exciting. And we're actually much better in real life because you get to see how attractive we truly are.
We're all very attractive people. Yeah. I have gotten my teeth fixed, so look forward to that.
I have a good attitude, and I'm buying a shit ton of drinks.
Right, and then I'm just, I'm going around there making sure everyone is safe, calm, collected, and having a good time.
Well, we're going to do something evil next week, so get ready for it. Don't worry. We haven't gotten soft just yet.
No, there's going to be something with fucking blood and bile.
All right, blood and bile. And then, of course, the 31st of August, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday.
Yeah.
That is going to be the Sausage Fest.
The Cave Comedy Radio Sausage Party.
Here at the Creek in the Cave. Come out to that. And, of course, this Saturday is going to be the Creek Awards. So that's come out to that.
Yeah, the Creek Awards this Saturday, August 23rd, starting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Here at the Creek in the Cave, 1093 Jackson Avenue. And yeah, last podcast, we were up for best podcast, best variety show. We were up for the Roast of Marcus Parks.
Me,
Ben, and Eddie were up for that. And various other things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, the voting's already closed, but if you want to see if maybe we win, then that's going to be on Saturday.
All right.
And also the last podcast live show is going to be a part of the Cave Comedy Radio weekend. That's going to be on August 30th. And then the Cave Comedy Radio Sausage Party will be on the 31st.
So our show is the 30th.
The last podcast on the left, yep, that's going to be
live show.
The night of August 30th. That's going to kick it all off.
That's going to be perfect. All right, everyone, thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you soon. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Hail Gein.
Will you please give me some hail? Hail me.
A hail Henry, or a hail me, or a hail Marcus, or a hail Ben, or a hail Bob.
Just take my beautiful son to every baseball game. Just a baseball game and have a good. Oh, look, Brandon Scott.
Insensitive Henry Zabrowski.
Megustelations, everyone.